We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Samach Vavam and Beis, but we are starting on Samach Vavam and Aleph, six lines before the Mishnah. In the middle of a sugya that we're trying to figure out, what does it mean that Shichvas Zera is Tamei by a Zav? So coming out, it means Masa. We said before that both Tanoim hold that Shichvas Zera alone is not Matam of Masa, it's only Matam of Tzuchi Ziva. Ela Tanoi, Tzmachleikas Tanoim, and both these Tanoim hold that it's Matama b'masa, the Tanya. We learned in a brisa, Shichvas Zera Shalzov, Matama b'masa, Kol Ma'eis Leis. Shichvas Zera Shalzov is Matama b'masa, the whole 24 hours. What does that mean? 24 hours after the Ziva, it's Matama b'masa. That means Keri, that came within 24 hours of a Ziva, of a Riyah Ziva, is Matama b'masa. After that, not. Rabbi Yisrael Yema Yemei, only the same day that he saw Ziva, only then is his Shichvas Zera, his Keri, is Matam Masa. Only if it's within the day of the Ziva. So both these Madiramim hold that Shichvas Zera is Matam Masa. The question is, for how long after the Ziva is Matam Masa? According to the first Madiram, Tanakama, it's 24 hours. According to Rabbi Yisi, it's Yoyim, if he goes to Machlekes. But the Shmuel, it's like Shmuel, the Shmuel Rami, Shmuel Akasha. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk regarding Keri, Ki yevecha ish ashalo yetar mikra laila, v'yotza mechutz amachna, lo yov yotach amachna. And Shmuel darshins, Ki yevecha ish ashalo yetar, which means he's a Zav, ashalo yetar is a Zav. Then it says mikra laila, if he sees Keri, so then Allah is that v'hoya lifnais erav yechats b'mayim. So Shmuel has a stira. On one hand it says that the Keri is Tamei mikra laila, is Tamei for that night. That night that he sees Ziva, he has Tumas Keri. V'ksiv, and says in the Pasuk, Lifnais Erev Yirchatz B'mayim, which sounds like the next evening he goes to the mikvah. Mashma, 24 hours, the Keri is Matama. So Mandiyama may say, Sedayik Miflis Erev. The Mandiyama holds that it's Me'es Leis, it's Dayik from the Pasuk Lifnais Erev, that's 24 hours. That's the time for 24 hours. V'iduch Dayik, the other Mandiyama is Medayik, Mikrei Laila. From the Lashon of Laila, it's that night. It's that night. So, Frank the Gemara, Umadi Amalifnes Erev, Haksiv Mikri Laila. It says Mikri Laila. Amalei, Orche the Keri, Limnais Vilaila. Mikri Laila means that's the Orche the Keri. But about that, it's Matama for 24 hours. And what does the Mandi Amo say that it's Mikri Laila? What does Dumifnes Erev? So, Toysis says that maybe he'll hold like the Mandi Omar, who holds that Keri pat is Ziva Shacharel Meisleis, and that you learn from Lifnei Erev. That if someone sees Keri, the Ziva afterwards is Pater, and that comes from this Pasuk. But upon what comes out of Fizeh is that there's a bunch of different Shitas. And there's one more Shita, and then we'll go Chazer it over. Tais has a Kasha, the Mishnah Mesechus Kalim says Mefurish, Lemaila Mehem, the next level is Roikai Shalzov, Veshichva Zarish, and Tam Vemasa. So first, the Mishnah that Shichva Zarav Azov is the Tam Vemasa. So why don't we bring it down that Mishnah over here? It's Mishnah and Kalim. Why don't we bring down the Gemara? Why don't we bring down that Mishnah? So Tais answers, because that Mishnah has nothing to do with Raglayim Medava. Because that Mishnah is saying that the Zav Shichvas Zera is always Matam Masa, not Dafka if it's within 24 hours of the Ziva, whenever it is. And we wanted something that has Shaykhas to the Ziva. That's more Shaykhas our Mishnah. We wanted to have it. The Keri is Matam Masa because it has Shaykhas to Ziva. So that's the Mishnah Mesechtas Kalim. Comes out, there are five Shitas regarding Keri, Shichvas Zera, which is Keri, to Matam Masa. Five Shitas. Shita number one is Rabbi Yezda, we have before, is not Matam Masa at all. Rabbi Yeshua holds it's Matama. You know why? Because in the Zera is Tzichsuche Ziva. This part of the word, there's some Ziva there. The third sheet is Rabbi Yasi holds that after he sees of that day, the Keri is Matama Masa. That's sheet number three. Sheet number four is Tanakama. Holds 24 hours after the Ziva is Matama Masa. And the fifth sheet is the Mishnah and Kalim holds Matama Masa B'chol Eifin. B'chol Eifin. Those are the five different shitas when it comes in regards to the tumas of a shichvas zera. Zok the mishnah vayta, the last mishnah mesechus nozer. Nozer hoye Shmuel. Shmuel was a nozer. Kedivrei Rabbi Roy, according to Rabbi Roy. Now, what's an ageya that Shmuel was a nozer? What's an ageya? So the first one speak out, the Pirush Tanya, the Rambam, that if someone says, Hareini Nazir Shmuel, then he's a Nazir. That's the halacha. He says, I want to be a Nazir like Shmuel, then he's a Nazir, because he sees Shmuel as a Nazir. That's why it's a gate to explain to us that Shmuel was a Nazir. We'll see, it's not the Pasha, we'll call this about this. But according to Rav Naroi, that Shmuel was a Nazir, so that's what's the gate. The gate is that if someone says, I want to be like a Nazir Shmuel, it'll be Chal, it'll work. Zok the Gemara, Zok Mr. Vaito, how do we know? How does Rav Naroi know? It says in the Pasuk regarding Shmuel that Chana daven like this. Chana said, if you see in my anias, you see, and I want a son, it's a chatani, l'tishkach es hamasecha, v'nsata la'amoscha zera anoshim, and you give me children, v'nsati v'lashem, I'll give it to Hashem, kol yimei chayev, v'moira l'yala ha'roishad. What does it mean, moira ha'roishad? What does moira mean? Shenema b'shimshin, u'moira b'shimshin, and says that when the malach tells the father, he says, you should not put the Mara Rishai. So he said, tells the wife of he says, mother of Shimshin. So there we know he was a Nazir. We know he was a Nazir. It says in the Pasuk, Nazir Likim Yeh Anam and Abeta. And we know it was a Nazir. Here also, Mara Amur B'Shmuel Nazir. Mara B'Shmuel also means a Nazir. Now, the Aruch Mishnah speaks out that it's not like Zeres Shava. It's not like Zeres Shava. It's like Gila Milsa. Just like there, Moira Loyal Reisha means you shouldn't cut your hair with a tar, with a razor. Here also it means that Moira Loyal Reisha means you shouldn't cut your hair with a razor, and it's a Naziris. Just like Gila Milsa. It's not like Zeres Shava. And that answers the Rambam. The Rambam says that Shmuel was a Nazar Olam, and we know Shimshon was a Nazar Shimshon, different type of Naziris. So they ask, what do you mean? It's learned that from Shimshon. Teretz is that since it's a Gila Milsa, it's not Shver. It could be a different type of Naziris. Now, another question over here is, how could Chana make her son into a Nazir? We have before, and Avchav Chesma based, that a father can make a child into a Nazir, but not a mother. A mother can't make a child into a Nazir. Ishma des b'noi, ve'in ishim v'deres des b'noi. So how could Chana make her child into a Nazir? So the Mefarshim answer that because she was planning on having her husband Elkanah do it. That's the pshat. Om Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi argues around Rav Naroi and says, what are you talking about? V'la'im Moira, Ela, Shal Basav Adam. Moira means like the fear of Basav Adam. That's what it means. He says, Moira Yarisha, it shouldn't be fear any Basav Adam. Om Alay, Rav Naroi, V'la'i Kvar Nama, V'yem HaShmuel, Ich Ela, V'shom HaShmuel, Sha'ol V'hargeni. There's a certain mindset there where Hashem tells Shmuel to do something. He says, how can I do that? Shaul will hear about it and he'll kill me. So you see, he was scared of people. And if Chana daven for something, it happened. So it must be, he says, Moira does not mean that. Moira means she shouldn't cut his hair with a tar. Now, the Marshal speaks out that Moira is usually spelled with an aleph if it means fear. What's Moira with a hay? So he says it's a lotion of like a bailus. No bailus. No one will be a bailum over here besides for Hashem. It doesn't mean a lotion of fear, dafka. It means no one else will tell him what to do. No one else will be a bailum over here besides for Hashem. That's what he says. It says, Ein rots lam lotion yira. Lemetinu lotion loy hay besaifa. Ella ba'alef besaifa. Ella m'lotion morus besaroro. It means Sarara, that's what it means, Morris, that's Mara Yarasha. And he argues on Ron Roy, Roy holds it was Shmuel was a Nazir. And this man, the Yama argues.
Yes, he holds it because she was saying that he shouldn't be
right,
scared.
Right, I know, right, yeah. So it means also that
the Tefillah. Right.
Was it,
has that
arise
because he was scared?
No, because Chana's Tefillah wasn't Skabel. We know that, that's learned Tefillah from. Her Tefillah wasn't Skabel. So that's why, yeah. Zog the Maravaita, only Rav Chia Berei, only Rav Le Chia Berei. Rav told his son Chia, Chatof, Chatoif Uberech. That means in those, in those days, and how they did it was, when they benched, the one who was Mezamein actually was Moitzi, everyone benching, like we do a Kiddush. So he said, make sure you're the one who's benching. Always make sure you're the one who's benching. You chap around the benching. Because it's better to make the bracha and all the people say amen than you will be the one saying amen. That's what he said. You always chap around the bracha. V'chein omel le'rav huna le'rabba b'rei chatoif u'baruch. You always chap around the... You should do it as you always also chap around the benching. L'meimra... So it sounds like mevaruch adif. It's better to be the one who's making the bracha, not the one saying amen. The one who says Amen, which is the Gemara of the Mitzvah, is better than the Mavarech. And Va'omli Rav Naroi, Hashemayim kachu. I'll make a shua. That's the way it is. Teida. Look at any war. Sharei goyliarim miskarim. The warriors, the troops that go in the front. They're not like the generals, but they go in the front and they do all the hard work. Then the Gebarim come in and finish it off. You know, the Marines go in first, then the Gebarim, the generals come in and finish it off, and they get all the credit. So same thing, Amen finishes it off, and they get all the credit. Now, the Mashal is bothered. First of all, what is this sugya doing over here? This shaila of Amen is better, or Brach is better, and also the Dimbian to fighting over here. What's going on over here? So he says that That's what the sugi is. Here's not at all. So he says like this. It's very hard for a person to make panasa. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made something called a bracha before you eat, a bracha after you eat, in order to mashpia brachas for panasa. Because a lot of makatrugim who are stopping you from getting a mezainis. And that's the mashal that we compare to the Galarayim, Humaskarim, and the Gvarim Machama, because that's that we're fighting against those Malachim who are not letting us get the Mazonis. It says, That's really what Nazirus and Precious is. Get closer to Hashem. And that's Mashpia, the brachas, and you see the Koyach and the Gvura, the Shimshon got from that, and what Shmuel got from that, you see the Koyach of the Precious. That's part of making a brach also, is connection to Hashem through that, and that's how we get Parnasa, and that's how the Shaykhs to Nazirus, that's also Shaykhs to Machamba here. It's a Machamba against the Malachim who don't want us to have any Parnasa. And Mar has a Kashal Maisa. Rav Naroi and Rav Yossi both say that Amen is better, not like Rav Tolchia Berei. Now, also, what's another pshat why he's doing it, Yavid says, because here we have Rav Yossi and Rav Naroi, just like the Mishnah has Rav Yossi and Rav Naroi, here also we have Rav Yossi and Rav Naroi. The Gemara Tanoi, it's like Sanayim Tanya, Echad Mavar Vechad Oino Amen B'mashma, both of them are Gevaldik, Elsh Mahar Mavarach Tchila, we Mahar to give Schar to Mavarach Tchila, and therefore he said, you grab Orion, the Bracha. So you see, the Fidus Tanoim is taka better. So it's Machlokes Tanoim, what's better, the Amen of the Bracha. And the Gemara ends off with a Gemara, a famous Gemara of Tamicham, Marv, Shalom, Ba'ilah. We're not going to read it, leave it for the Siyim. The only question is, why do we end off with this line, Tamid, Chavim, Marv, Shalom, Ba'ilah? Why do you end off this line? Because you want to end off with a good thing, the Masechta. End off with a good thing, that the Mavarach gets a Schar. So the Marsha says, because that Shmuel and Shimshon were examples of Tamid Chacham Marv Shalom Ba'olam. That's why it said this pasuk. But Api Remez, some Taina Banayich stands for the four Masechtas that finish with this is the Brachas and Nazir and Yevamis. I forgot what the Ches stands for, but the Banayich stands for the four Masechtas that end off with this thing. That's where end off with it. And Ma'ase says so. When the Olim see him, they'll say the Hadrin. I'll definitely miss Nazir. It was a Gevaldik Masechta. Once you get to know it, it's not only the Masechta will miss it. But Hadron Allah, the Masechta. Mazda.